What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kara Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kara Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kara Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting right now? Well, what I know in this moment is that my life is reflecting the blessing of you. And so what's important to know is that in this moment, we are, and in that essence, together, we are better. And that is March. March is an opportunity for us to really say, you know what? What if we could take an entire month and ignite this amplified awareness to really open and hold us? And I'm going to slide away for those of you that are watching me. Hold us in the center right here. In that eternal life presence, when we are the living Ankh, when we are able to fully unfold and say yes to who we are. And in that moment, in that exquisite moment where we say yes to that energy, where we know that is the energy that is happening in this moment, is when everything, and I mean everything without question, is going to come in front of you and amplify your awareness, or it's going to feel as if you are in a stream of complete chaos. And so breathe in, because how many of you are feeling that right now? Or how many of you have witnessed this in those that are around you? How many of you want to share that with me tonight and with my amazing two co-hosts, a crazy great show tonight? Get in the queue now. I'm watching all the phone lines fill up. Get in the queue now. 888-627-6008. That's over at BBS Radio, where you can talk to our beautiful producer. 888-627-6008. And of course, over at Oneness Talk Radio, 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. I also would be remiss if I did not get a big hello, I love you, we love you, to all of you over at all of the YouTube channels that you're watching us at, whether it's official Sri and Kara or whether it's over at Oneness Talk Radio. May your heart know that we are so indeed beloved to be with you now. So let's bring our hands to our heart. And I do not believe, I might have my shares ready for tonight. I don't think I do. It'll have to wait till my husband gets on with us. But I want to show you what's happening in March right now. And one of the things that I can do is share with you why I have this background this evening. So let me share that with you right now. Because in that moment, what you're going to be witnessing is that we are in a presence that is offering us something we have not ever had in this way before, and you're staring at it. Those of you that were with us last night in Monday Magic, you already know what this is. These were the five divine attributes that were revealed by Archangel Zadkiel last night, along with some incredibly prophetic information about this moment right now. And what these five divine attributes, if you were not there, I just want you to feel what you're feeling right now. That's that shield of Zadkiel right in the middle. Is that your divine precious being right now is calling to you. You are being tapped on the shoulder in a way that you have never been tapped before, because it's all about consciousness. You know, earlier today, I was really reflecting into what in this culminating live show for Sri and Jess and myself on Soul Mirrors, for all of this, right now, the three of us together, this is our last live show until this month is over. The next time the three of us will get together, which will be our very next show, so this is our opening of a bookend show, we will have been through the solstice. We will have been through everything that's coming. And we will be deeply into this eternal life energy, right? The Da Vinci, do you see it? This is the five-pointed star. You are the five-pointed star. And as we have now come into March 2021, the awareness energy of everything, and I mean, just think of everything from midnight on December 31st, 2020, until midnight, February 28th, 2021. So just think of that 60-ish day window. And all of that has become the first infinite energy that has ignited and opened and stabilized, that's a lot of things, the Taurus field of the law of instantaneous manifestation. We have done that. That is a together we are better. That is what the lineage holders have brought forward. That is what the consciousness awakening is about. It's a moment, and it's a rare moment, and we know it. In this rare moment, even if you have to imagine it, imagine that a beautiful angel or an ascended master or a being of divine presence has tapped you on the shoulder and said, hey, you know that life you've been having? You know what you've been doing? You've been learning and remembering why the master you are, who really had no reason to be here because you've got this, you've done this, you've got it, but you've been hanging out because you are of such a great energy of divine presence and service that the gift you've been given has been all of this, all of these experiences, everyone that you remember and everyone that you think maybe you remember and all of the ones that maybe you think are your imagination and beyond that. That's been the gift. And you know what you had to trade for that? Being awake right now. What a great trade. And so everything you have done without limit is because right now, and if you're in this show, right now, in this moment, standing in this infinite presence of eternal presence, knowing that we are eternal beings, knowing it. And through my own near death, I really know that. I personally have experienced it. Knowing that infinitely in this moment of concentric time, that we consciously slid to. So I want to stop right here, and I want to address all of you that have been time surfing with Sri and I over the past 2 years. I want you to really take yourself back to the very first time we met as lineage holders, and we did that. And for those of you that this may be your very first show, I know what that can sound like. I really do. I get it. And I'd love to spend hours talking to you about how even I arrived at this. So we have consciously brought ourselves here, and this is a different dimensional shift of this reality than when we started, but the common ground has been us, that we have been together this whole time, and that in this slice, in this moment, in so many ways, I've been sharing it this way with people. We are at a moment where we are writing our scrolls as fast as we can, where we are getting all the sacred energy out as fast as we can, where we are trying to up-level as fast as we can because we know that we have to do it that fast. And so it's not kind. It's never kind to ask a child to grow up before their time. But you know what? These children are older than us. We're not asking them to grow up faster than us. We're just asking them to remember who they are faster, because we are here at a moment to demonstrate the illusion of the perception of linear time, which includes progression of age and regression of age, which includes reverse aging the body completely, rejuvenating, halving that, and coming forward. Imagine being in any age of your life and having the wisdom that you have in that moment with the perfect moment of vitality that you have known to be able to experience, express, and sustain the frequency required to hold open that energy. Because that's what the yoga of self-ascension is. It is that moment that we are all at right now. It is that shoulder that has been tapped by all of us. It is that moment that says, hey, guess what? That playtime is over, because this world that you all slid to right now is able to expand consciousness in a way that we have not been able to collectively do so before, which is what we all signed up to do. That's, at the end of the day, what we all signed up to do. We said, okay, I will go, and thank you, right? I'm going to go play in Earth, and I'm going to have this amazing collective experience of slow awakening and remembrances and being the blessedness of being. And I know that in exchange for that, at some point, and this is, of course, all the one energy that's doing this, but at some point, if we make it, and we have to this moment, which is that it's that really exquisite precipice of bliss and terror, because we are on the razor's edge, but we know how to walk it. And there don't need to be a lot of us, but there does need to be enough of us. Enough of us so that, you know, to borrow a line from last night's beautiful ensoulment from Archangel Zadkiel, so that those who cannot even comprehend are able to begin to visualize the potentiality. We can only visualize to the extent that our consciousness invites expansion. Your presence, as you are, invites expansion. You saying yes to you expands even more. And so thank you for being here to write the scrolls as fast as we can, so that if we wind up jumping out of here and some other version of us shows up, we get to go, oh, thank you, because this is fun. And the more that we wake up, the more amazingly fun. There is no limit to what you can co-create, none, in any dimension. And for those of you that are getting ready to come here in person, those of you that are joining us from the WWA Global, when we're going to be broadcasting live from here, get ready to have your mind blown. And so let's continue expanding that. And let's continue with expanding mind-blowing experiences by bringing in my amazing, amazing husband, Sri Ramka. Hey, Sri.
Hola.
I'm inviting him in from the other side of the studio. Hey, over there. There he is. Hey, here we are. I'm going to scooch over. So I'd like you all to welcome my beautiful, amazing husband, wisdom teacher, gorgeous one, Sri Ramka. Say hi. Hi. I'm loving you. We keep missing each other. How cute. I know, really. And so first and foremost, I wanted to really continue the expansion from where you and I were sharing.
Well, I
right
heard
now.
About the razor's edge.
Right, we're on it. I mean, we've been on it for a while. But you know, really sharing about how what we're seeing right now with this absolute awareness. And I want you to also help me get up the March calendar so I can show everybody.
Okay. Get that stuff.
All right. So while Shree's getting that, I also want to bring in our other co-host so we can see her gorgeousness. And that way we can all be here together. And here she comes. Oh my gosh. Gorgeousness incarnate. It is the one. It is the only Jess Juntinen. Hey, welcome. Welcome, honey.
Thank you. I am so honored and happy to be here on this occasion. And I think it's beautiful that the next time we're here on Soul Mirrors, it will be us again.
Right? But after you've been here.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be mind blowing. Yeah.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I mean, mind blowing is not even the half of it. It's just so crazy. I don't even know the word, Jess. Let's just say that we are at a moment right here at Tosa Blue Mountain where things are coming together. Senior Tigray showed up. We have another carved, beautiful column with the Kanyari snake at the head of the new spa building. I mean, it's just like crazy. The Clinic Alinda, he hand-carved this huge fish and then carved Clinic Alinda in it because he wanted Clinic Alinda to always have bounty and that the fishes would always come. Plus, it's right on the river. It's literally right there on the banks of the Amazon. I mean, it's just like, oh my God, you know, the tributary right there. So it's crazy. It's just like, oh my gosh. And then you're going to be here for all of that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We manifested some amazing miracles. We are here. Like you were sharing when we came in, like the fact that we're here at this moment. And we're all here. We're all in this dimension, in this space, connecting right now.
And you remember the first jump?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, and it just seems like lifetimes ago. You know, anyone else here that was part of that? It really was, right? I mean,
it does.
And you know, this is not where we started. We are all different people. I mean, but we have the consciousness of where we've been sliding, and it's time to start accepting that, right? Where you can sit there and go, wait a minute. I can consciously look back at where I was living, who I thought I was, how I was expressing my life. And yes, I have those memories and all these things have traveled with me. Yet I know this is a very extraordinarily, perfectly beautiful shift that is before us now.
Hey, there's a magic phrase in what you just said.
Let's hear it.
Who I thought I was. If we could let go of who you think you are and become that which you are instead of who you think you are.
I love it. I love it.
Your throat will clear.
Yeah.
Your eyes will get a little brighter.
Oh, yeah.
And your service and your heart will flow with ease.
Mm-hmm. They really will. Oh, Sri, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, hey, I want to show everyone the March Up Level calendar. Are we good with that, Jess, if I jump there? All right, guys, here's why I want to jump back to the March Up Level calendar. And I'm also going to show you the ascended numerology. Number one, because this is our absolute last live show, Sri and I will not be back live until Sunday, March 28th. And we are going to have Jess back live with us on Tuesday, March 30th at Soul Mirrors. That's the week we return. So the next 3 weeks, these shows that will be rebroadcast are going to be important. And that's why I want to show you this calendar again. I want to go a little deeper than where we went on Sunday during our show, Sri and Kira Live. So the first thing I need you to pay attention to, guys, is right there at the top of the calendar. You want to read that, Sri? Can you read it?
I just need to put it on.
I know. We're all like, who's got glasses?
Right,
there we go.
Calendar.
All right.
Here we go. The March 2021 equinox opens an active ascension window through the equinox of March 2022. The active presence of this energy is amplified and sealed at the September 2021 equinox.
So I want to stop right here because I did not unpack that on Sunday. I saved it for this show because it's one of those things where I know if you're listening to this show, you can hear this. And so the March 2021 equinox coming right up. You see here on the calendar, it's not only an up level, it's a peak up level. This is a massive up level moment for humanity in a massive month. Remember, February, March, April, this is the apex of that pyramid. And so this is an eye, right? This is that ascension portal. And that's what you want to look at. It's an active, and that's the word you have to look at. It's an active ascension window. And what I find so powerful, Sri, is that the last time you and I were charged with this of shepherding in an active ascension window.
2005.
Right, when we were in Peru.
Yeah.
It was at the Moroi Circles.
Yeah.
And we actually tried to get back there. And it was like, no, you've got to stay. Not only do you have to stay in Ecuador, you had to stay at Costa Blue Mountain. Everything conspired. And that is really profound because what they're saying is that this is the only way I can describe it is like a rainbow bridge that on this equinox, and it's going to be at 4:22. How can you not love that? AM here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And we will be, with the grace of God and my husband's incredible engineering, broadcasting live from the top of the mountain from the ceremony that will be happening at that time. So you've got to get your tickets because this is going to be outrageous. So guys, look at this. We right now, you see the Wednesday, look across the top where it says Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You see the star there? And then you see there's like a shadowy circle. Then you see the white, darker circle. Then you see the ring. And then you see the radiations. That is literally what's happening right now. We are... Today, we have already entered into the cosmic consciousness that is creating the amplified awareness. And it's like I lose my breath when I think about tomorrow because it's like if you see the second, third, and the fourth, and if you also skip to the 10th, you notice how I left the 10 kind of in the middle there to draw your attention. And look at the way the numbers changed next week. The numbers 9, 10, and 11, do you see that? It's like time is slowing, yet anchoring, yet coming together. We came in this month from above. Remember, we shot out into that beautiful lotus chakra energy just for enough time to jettison right back into March. And right now, we are literally this week, you're co-creating in consciousness. This is the week that everything you set in motion last week, make sure this week it gets concretized. This is the week to put it all together, because next week, you see, time is different next week. Time is different next week. It's like a slide. And so let's go ahead and stop that share. And Jess, you with us? Sri, you with us?
Well, I just want to offer a bookmark here.
Okay.
A noticing.
Right.
You know, as we talk about the whole month ahead, uh-huh. I start to get a little lightheaded because the energy of this equinox brings forward an opportunity and a potency that mm-hmm. we haven't seen.
Yeah.
And this potency, this opening at March will continue to flourish and then be anchored almost like the sides of a rainbow in September.
Right.
March and
right.
September create this slinky of ascension energy.
I love it. That's but it's a rainbow.
It's rainbow.
I think
energy.
It's this. And it's a five-pointed star slinky, right?
Right.
Let's go with that.
But
divine attributes.
How many of you can remember how you felt Saturday and Sunday? Especially Sunday. And I don't know, I'm just curious. That, for me, that period beginning Saturday afternoon into Sunday, it was an amazing transition period for me.
Right.
And I had trouble putting my shoes on. I had trouble walking around. Jess, are you nodding?
Jess,
did you notice there was a shift?
I did too when you talk about that, and I think way back to the weekend. But I definitely experienced that between Saturday and Sunday in a big adjustment, you know, and it's kind of been like waves of this in my experience. Like every week or so, I feel like I get like another little moment to integrate and be with it. And maybe it's a grace that it happened on the weekend when there was maybe a little time to allow for it. But yeah, right. But we are going through a lot of shifts and changes, you know, and I'm noticing a lot or experiencing interesting symptoms as we try to adapt.
So what are those symptoms?
For me, I'm noticing in my own self, it's a vertigo thing or a swimming feeling. Does that happen to you as well? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm almost underwater or something. And I'm moving and my body won't really move the way I expect it should. It feels just very different. So that's primary in my awareness. Yeah.
You know, it's funny, and I'm sure many of the people listening are kind of going, yeah, yeah.
Got it.
This vertigo is not a worldly vertigo, meaning I can walk. I'm just uncertain I can walk. You know, it's like there's this sense of I'm a tippy cup and I'm on top of my head rather than down here in my pelvis.
Right.
And so this body is walking, but I'm kind of swaying with uh-huh. it, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I really think it's as if our center of gravity, meaning our locus of orientation, has moved further up. One way to imagine it. But yes, I often feel kind of whacked out and disoriented. And yet when I stop, I can call forward anything I need to do. You know, the clarity is there along with the sense of swimming.
Yeah.
So what else, Jess? Anything else?
I'm noticing others sharing things with me, and there's lots of head stuff coming up. You know, it seems like star consciousness, like needing to clear and open tensions around the head. And people, you know, myself included, have had bouts of like fatigue or like mania energy too. Like literally yesterday I had such a high potent energy day. I needed very little sleep. And then this morning I was going, oh gosh, like, you know, I thought I would hit the floor running like yesterday, but it was totally different, you know?
Well, so, you know what? I've got to, you know, I'm listening to you and Sri, and I'm like, all right, I've got to put up the ascendant numerology because you two are like describing it. So I've got to put it up. All right, yeah. This is great. And so here it is. So this is the other thing that is just so potent about March. Number one, aren't you tired just looking at it? Right? I mean, do you know how hard this chart was to make for me? I was exhausted when I finished. I'm like, oh my God, this is just, and I make these charts 2 months ahead of time because this year has been so, it actually started late last year where I started having to do the charts 2 months ahead of time because that's how long it was taking me to really, really anchor what I was going to say about what I was already aware of. And so it's been a fascinating journey to do these 2 months ahead of time. And I feel like we're prepared for this, right? I mean, just look at the chart. Forget even trying to understand it. Just look at it. But here's what's so profound about right now. We are right now at the 12 o'clock position, radiating into the infinite until the 12th. So we are here in the infinite, and it's just radiating on everything. And so, of course, it's all about the upper chakras. But it means then it's also about the lower chakras. Because whenever it's that high, the exact, and that's why you're seeing such extreme polarity and the potentiality for even more extreme polarity this year, it's just all over March. And March, what is so profound is that when we come back in from the 12th, and if you look at the dial there, the clock dial, when we come back in from the 12th, because we're coming back in from the infinite, we're not going, you know, we're not going past go. We're not collecting $200, right? We're going straight to the 9. And we're like, we're beelining to this 9, and we're only there for what feels like a breath. It's one day. It's one day. And then where are we going from the 9? We're actually going to the 6. And it's taking us back. But the blessing is that that 6 balances the 12. And together, those three energies, the 6, the 9, and the 12, are what's going to give us our fuel as long as right now, and this is what I was showing you on the other March calendar, right now we're in the infinite space. And next week, and it is that middle of the week, it's that 9, 10, 11 leading up to the 12th that I'm going to go back and show you guys again where time slows and then crash, boom, bang. And so look at your body. And this is what your body's feeling. This is what's happening. Look at where all of the energy is. It's all up in your star consciousness, right? It's just like going, oh my God. So what's on either side of the star consciousness? The cosmic prime meridians. Are your cosmic prime meridians open? Are they congested? Do you even know what they are? Are you freaking out that we're even talking about this stuff, right? We get it. Welcome to the club, right? That's why ascendant numerology is so beautiful. It gives us a left brain roadmap. It gives us hard evidence. And so let's look at the body. Right now, our body has one open conduit. Everything is being filtered from your star consciousness out into the infinite. And that is this entire month. We're never going to lose that this month. So it's always going to be the infinite. I call it like the stage lights are on. You know, remember those big floodlights in Hollywood, right? That's what's going on right now with your star consciousness. And the universe is going, oh, we see you. Oh, hey, guess what? Lights on. Hey, guys, get up. They woke up. Come on, right? Everybody that's been waiting for us to reach this moment is being alerted right now. We are literally sending out a cosmic consciousness. And that's why I'm saying it's got to be consciousness first. If we cannot look at consciousness first, it's going to be that chaos. Then go to the March 12th, that one day ping is going to come right in from the infinite. Where is it going to hit us? Right at our high heart.
Right at the high heart.
The high heart. It's about your ascended presence. It's an extra zap, and we get one breath of it. So imagine there's a comet, and you're standing out there saying, hit me. hit me again, right? And this comet of consciousness is going to come in. It's going to ignite your high heart, which is going to blast open your divine galactic blueprint. And then the very next day, and I love that it's the 13th, the very next day, it's going to anchor in your second chakra. And it's going to be your ping of balance. And that is only going to remain until 1 week, till we get to the 7th. But here's the gift, to the 20th, when it's that peak up level moment. But check this out. We're at our balance. And then on that peak up level moment, we're going to go back up to star consciousness. But it's a double six, which means everything that we are calling into creation will go immediately into literal law of instantaneous manifestation with the alchemical opening of the active ascension portal. And that portal being open and remaining open, that's why it's all in gold there, that's not closing. We get to stay in this level of consciousness until March 20th, 2022. Wow. But there's a huge caveat on this, and it's the September equinox of this year. So, how's that feeling?
Well,
let me check in. Ask me questions. We've got a huge bank of callers. Talk to me.
Well, you
I'm
know,
here.
You know, the one thing I just, Jess, you can think of a question.
I had a few months to deal with it.
one of the things that's kind of fun to notice is ascendant numerology is actually a fairly intellectual or complex system.
Very.
That is overlaid with a flowing energetic.
Yes, because it's your soul's journey.
And so, as Kira is sharing, what the numbers and where they associate in the body and what that energy means, on the one hand, there's like a map. And on the other hand, there's the felt experience that we're all going through. And I think that there's a translation there, just as what Jess and I were talking about this last weekend was kind of wild with the fluctuations and the vertigo and all the rest of it.
I'm doing the nausea thing, Dad.
Yeah, well, this ascendant numerology is saying to us on the equinox, not only are we going to be working up here, we're also going to be integrating a new sense of balance.
Yes.
Right in the basket of our creative.
Yes.
Physical. You know, the basket of the second chakra.
Yeah.
And I'm using the word basket because it holds something. It holds
challenge.
A sense of operating, a sense of identity. And when our second chakra is out of balance, it's because we have an edge. We're unhappy. We have unforgiveness. We have some resentment. Mm-hmm. And when our second chakra is all whacked out in fairyland, saying, oh, I wish the world were this way, we can't even fully digest our food because we're all off in the future. So consider that the March equinox, the 6-6,
check that out.
As the 12 is trying to balance this chakra, saying, come into present time, be who you are, a spiritual being anchored in a body, and join us at the equinox as we birth the new earth.
And that star consciousness ignites our open portal for a year, Take that in. So how's that feeling with you, Jess?
Yeah, it's incredible. And I just want to share, you know, that when we're looking at this map, again, I love what you shared, Sri, to like breathe and receive the experience, you know, like we can get really mental when we're looking at it all, but to really just receive what's there. And I love that balanced energy that's coming in on the equinox when we have the divine feminine, like coming in, that's the chakra of the divine feminine. Hello, right? And how perfect that this chalice that we all carry is going to be receiving, and that, you know, can we be in that balanced point so we can lift into that star consciousness? I think it's really timely and exciting. I love seeing these maps. It really helps with the context of what's going on. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I'm going to quickly pop up, Sri. I want to share just one quick moment, the up-level calendar again, because after I shared the ascended numerology, it might make a little more sense now. So remember right there at the top that this equinox opens the active ascension window. An active ascension window demands shepherding. And what I know is that here at Tosa Blue Mountain, the reason Sri and I were prevented from going to Peru, the reason the group that was supposed to go to Peru came here, the reason that all of that came to be was because of the Temple of Light.
Yeah.
And that the magic that is getting ready to happen, for those of you that have been to Tosa Blue Mountain before, you will be delighted to know that we actually have achieved or achieve in the process of in this moment, there will actually be a bathroom up there. We've actually got the meditation cabin going in up there. It will be done by this event. This temple is saying, I am a park, I am ready to receive, and I am ready to give. And here's one of the beautiful things. Look at, again, next week, the giving moment. You see what happens on the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th. Look at all the other numbers. Those of you that already have the up-level calendar, and if you're saying, hey, how do I get mine? Go to sriandkira.com, right on the homepage. Grab it. It's a donation, and you help feed a lot of beautiful, good people when you do. But look at that 9, 10, 11. Now that you know the ascended numerology of the 12th, and remember on the 12th, what's happening? That's the Mercury retrograde post phase. That is the moment we are 100% clear of that first Mercury, which means we're also 100% reintegrated. This was the big one. And then you're going to have that 24-hour reintegration, and then boom into the 13th, when we're going to have that massive lift. And then that's going to float us into the 20th. This is huge. It is huge. And you also notice that the week of the 20th, notice it goes through the eyes, but the eyes are closed in this world because 100% of the cosmic world is around you. And so everything is coming together. And then on the 20th, we're outside. And what you really can't see because of the peak up level is that's actually two lions that are on either side. Those are two lion faces. If you look over at the 14th, you can kind of see the one lion face. Those are two lions coming in. And so that's actually the lion that 20th peak equinox, that is that aligned moment. And so, thank you, Sri. We can stop that share. So, you know, I'm just excited for all of us that, again, I just would be remiss if I did not share with everyone, please, with all of our heart and soul, go to wwaglobal.com. Please help us promote this event. Tell everyone you know. This is a really important moment, and you can get in the event for free. There's going to be a couple times during the weekend that we'll be broadcasting to the world. $22 right now, it's still on sale, gets you the whole weekend live. You know, $33 includes all the videos. There's workshops. There's so much to be. Spread out a blanket on your living room and be here on the mountain with us. You know, let's give each other that gift of connection. Jess, what am I forgetting to share that I know you're ready to share?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we often will hear things like, this is an important date and like, be there. And there are lots of important dates, but this really is the like,
this is the one. This is the tab.
Be there. Yeah. Like, be there and be part of it because your energy is needed. You know, it's exactly. We're participating in this together. If we are creating this through this bridge into 2022 and we're the ones creating what the future looks like here. I mean, what an important moment to come together and be in that intention and moment, you know? So please join us. Yeah.
Yeah, I just, it's really wonderful to be joined by people who are going, yes, let's create a future together. Well, let's just do this.
And let's model it. You know, this is really part of the amplification. You know, I don't think it's any accident that this is all happening in a month where the energy is about amplified awareness. This isn't about awareness. This is like, wait a minute, I'm seeing things I've never seen before. I'm understanding things I never understood before. I'm suddenly more aware than I've ever been. Or I am in the middle of more chaos, fear, and downward spiral than I have ever experienced. And this is why, you know, again, I hope you're all with us every Monday night. It's so beautiful. But as was last night, right? The divine attributes, Jess. I mean, how was that for you last night?
I mean, like always, it's just perfect and it's so timely. It offers such a touchstone and context for what we're going through. It's like we're being given the guidebook. And we
very, but we are. Right. We are. And, you know, and that Shield of Zodkiel that's right there next to Jess.
Yeah.
When you stay in the center here and you give yourself the gift of diving in, that's what's waiting for you. Right there is that Shield of Zodkiel. That's what's in the center here. And so in this moment, it's about staying in the center because that's where the eternal life is. And sincerely, living Ankh practice, go do it. So that's at TreeAndKara.com as well. Let's dive in. We've got people all over these call boards, Sri. And so let's go to the boards.
Okay.
All right. But can we, I want to quick go. I'm going to go to Thailand first for one reason, because I think I know who it is.
All right.
So we're going to quick go over to Oneness Talk Radio. Then we'll go back over to BBS. A lot of first timers holding over there. So we're going to quick go to Thailand because I'm suspecting. Hey, Thailand, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Have we got Ken La?
I don't think we have anybody. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, we tried. So here's why I just wanted to honor Thailand. Can you guys see my beautiful, look at my mug. Oh, that's gold. That's reflect gold green. Do you see the Nagas with dragon head? I mean, lion heads. I did not even know they had lion heads. Check this out. So Sri and I, and wait, put yours up, honey. Sri's might not show because his is green.
Yeah.
But check, yeah, his totally, look, but can you see the Nagas? So Sri's is green. Wow, no, his is, okay, so you can really see the Naga. Look, and the heads.
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
at this. Okay, so we bought these in Bhutan.
Wow.
And when we bought these in Bhutan, Ken was the one who showed them to me and said, what do you think of those mugs? I said, I think they're adorable. I'm going to buy two. So I wanted to use them tonight. And when I saw that someone from Thailand was coming in, calling in. So Ken, if that was you, remember when we bought these in Bhutan, little did we know they were going to tell us about this year.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
I mean, is that not this year?
I love it.
So,
yes,
so it I just had to have fun with that tonight. All right, let's go over to BBS Radio right now, and we're going to go ahead. Let's begin right at the top at BBS with Lisa from Florida, who's a first-timer. Hey, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Sri and Kira Ra. I love you both. I've been watching you since early 2017. I'm a first-time caller. I'm so excited.
Oh, honey, it's our blessing to be with you today. And you got us in our final last live show until the end of the month, so this is not an accident.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. I have to tell you that your knowledge has really helped me in my life, you know, tremendously. And I so appreciate you both, and just biggest hug to both of you. Just fantastic. I can't believe I'm actually on the phone with you.
I love that we are. I feel your heart, sweetheart. How can we serve you?
Well, I'm a very sensitive person. Just kind of found out who I am. I'm 50 now, and I'm having a hard time protecting my energy field. Because I'm very high vibe naturally and high energy, and the heaviness that's around me is very hard for me to deal with. So, and I'm just wondering if you could give me any guidance in that. You know, I feel energies, emotions, thoughts, physical ailments, people, you know, and it's just hard for me to deal with that. And what if you can give me any guidance on that?
Well, sweetheart, first of all, I want you to really, you know, love, bring your arms around yourself. I've got my arms around you right now. I know we all do. As you're sharing, your heart is so available and so kind and tender and very, you have such great healing capacities, meaning you your own presence heals people around you, and it will even more. And
right.
It's balance for you. Right now, your heart is so available that your third chakra is taking a back seat to that. Thereby, you're unable to anchor your heart in your full state of ascended empowerment. empowerment. So until that moment, oh girl, you're like the newest girl in school. Everybody wants you, especially if they're in the fourth dimension, because you are just a fiesta of light. And so all of these discordant energies are just like, hey, check out over here. And they're like, yeah, I'm going in. This is a fabulous time for you, because you are at a moment where learning how to place the boundaries on your conscious experience is the next step of your evolution. And that's why you're connecting with this community. And that's why you got in tonight, because that's March. Right. It's amplified awareness. And I keep seeing you, and I know Jess has got a lot, and I'm thinking Tree does too. It's looking like everybody wants to, you're so robust with everything that's happening with you. It's like I'm seeing you in your way. It's like Shree and I are up here going, hey, we need Lisa. Like you're way down in the field going, wait a minute, I really am here. Even though you feel all this other stuff pulling on you, and you finally are at that moment where you get that if you do stand up and let that be what it has to be, that you're going to turn around. And in that empowered moment, that which was will be grateful for the you that is now. And so I really want you to breathe that in. And just, I want to feel it third chakra. Wow. Throat. Yeah, just breathing. And Jess, why don't you continue? And Shree, I'm going to invite you to close. Does that feel comfortable for the two of you?
Sure, happy to participate.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm a hairdresser of 30 years.
Yeah, and your call right now, I know and sense it's for many of us right now that are tuning in. Like, thank you for standing up and being the one that could bring this message to so many that are needing it. And the one thing that's really popping through to me with that boundaries piece, you know, think about the real practical ways you are also keeping your boundaries around, maybe it's your bedroom, your bed, clear out the space underneath, get some crystals you are drawn to, start playing with that, bring in, you know, if it's essential oils or flowers or things that really support your joy. This is really creating your environment to support you and be that container where you recharge and greet your day from. So really think about that. And that's what I have to share with you, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Lisa, you're getting the full meal deal here.
God bless and, you. You can handle it, girl.
And just as we come to a close with this sharing, I just want to remind you that to give yourself as much love and attention as you have been giving to everyone else, that you have a beautiful heart, and it just feels to me that it's time to offer that love inwardly to your inner child, to your body, to your spiritual self, to your mission, is that what comes first is fill the cup. What comes next is share the wealth.
There it is. All right, my love. Thank you for sharing your wealth with us, Lisa. We love you so much, sweetheart.
Namaste.
Thank you so much. Love you too.
Bye-bye. Namaste. Wow, let's breathe, huh? Yeah. What a beautiful gift. Now, you know, we have got full phone lines everywhere. So let's go to another first timer here at BBS. We're going to take as many of you as we can. And for those of you that we can't get to, you know, when we're coming back, make a date on your calendar. All right. Alejandra from California, first time caller. Welcome to the show, my love. Line four.
Hi. Oh, my gosh.
Sweetheart.
I'm so humbled. You two have inspired me so much and have helped me heal through these ascension processes, and I just want to thank you so much, from my heart.
Thank you.
Love
we feel
you.
Your love, sweetheart. Thank you. How can we serve you?
I would love a soul reading.
Wow. Breathe. As you asked me that, fascinating. this interesting energy came right in, and then I felt like a straight line, and it came in and it went right through my throat. It was a straight line, hit my third chakra, little bit of disintegration by the time it hit the second. But what it is it's like an impact, and the words that are coming in around you and there's all of these really beautiful beings around you. I mean, like so many different colors, lots of beautiful colors. And they just keep saying the same thing, which is you have been impacted many times. That there is this breath that kind of comes in, and then there is this other breath that comes out. And what they're inviting you to know is they're saying at this moment in your life, right now, there is before you an opportunity to really smile, to let go of that, which it's like you go, but there's like this, it's almost like there's a rope in your back, and it's like you're going, and it's like, nope. And then you're going, nope. And you're never going all the way back, but you're never staying forward. And as I'm sharing that with you, this energy moved, and it moved back up into the right side of my third chakra from almost down in my second. So it's a very powerful being that you are, and a very powerful moment before you. And they're saying, if you just keep walking and you give yourself the gift of saying, you know what, I can do this, then you don't need to worry about what's pulling you back, because you've got too much power. At one point, it'll just fall off. You don't have to focus on it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to do anything about it. Just keep being you, because you've got all the support in the world. I mean, boy, are you supported. You are like, there is no way you will not succeed. You just have massive support. So thank you for the honor. Thank you for the honor.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Much love to you.
Namaste. Namaste. Did you want to add anything, Jess? Are we good?
I think we're good. Thank you so much.
We're good. All right. So how, you know, this is just going, is the time tonight blowing your mind as much as it's blowing ours? This is the quantum time thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Right? All right. Well, Sri, who's next?
Well, I think we can get one more person.
All right. Let's get another person in.
How about over at BBS on line 6, we have Amy from DC.
All right. She's talking about some physical manifestations on line 6. All right, sweetheart, let's hear. Hi.
Hello. Hello, beautiful ones. How are you?
We are loving you. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Thank you guys so much. And thank you for all the other callers that called in. Those were all very helpful. And I love how incredibly in sync they all are with everything we're all going through as one. It's kind of mind-blowing.
Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you all for everything that you do, your generosity, and the way that you share so openly. It's just you're it's palpable, and it always reaches my heart every time I connect with you guys. So yana, that's my starseed language of thank you. I feel like every time I'm making incredible progress with my higher heart, that I'll be in such amazing states of bliss and peace and joy and love and just flow. And then all of a sudden I wake up the next day and I'm like, holy crap, what the hell am I clearing again? And it just feels old, and it's an old loop, and it's ancient. And I kind of hit a wall today where I was like, can this just stop? Can we just keep free flowing and not keep being swept over again by these waves? And then it's bliss again, and then it's pain in my shoulder and my back or something. I was wondering if you guys had any insight to that.
Well, yeah, and we're going to run close on time, so let me give you a nugget here. First off, you're doing things terrifically. You are lifting, your ego is relaxing, your vibrational rate is lifting. So take one hand and go, yeah, atta girl. And take the other hand and go, I love you, even with the pain. And you'll find yourself hugging yourself, because the pain in the body is the release of habitual orientations and fears from prior vibrational states. So the shoulders have to do with what you are carrying. The back has to do with your willingness to step forward and live the truth and allow the energy to flow. As I connect with you, I sense a little stuff going on in the stomach, a little bit of kind of trust and digestion stuff. And you know what? It'll all pass. The key is to keep going, to keep breathing, to keep saying yes to the universe and let the past go.
Just keep lifting up, sweetheart.
You can do this. Yeah. And it is happening naturally. Your soul knows the the way.
It does. Jess, you want to, we got 30 seconds. You want to offer?
Yeah, just really echoing everything Sri shared. Keep going. Just keep going and keep lifting. I mean, you've got this. Mm-hmm. You've got this.
Yeah. You know, Amy, on the days when you have it, that's when you write the note to yourself, mm-hmm. just in case you have the morning you don't. And you say, hey, Amy, remember who you are.
Yes.
I know we're remembering
yes,
who you are.
Yes, that's what I've been saying.
Right yes, on. Then I'm glad right. you got through for that affirmation.
We love you.
We love you, sweetheart. Namaste.
Thank you. I love you so much, honey.
And, you know, I do want to share with everyone here. And, Jess, I know that the three of us, I'm feeling like the three of us are already standing up on stage, right? Yeah. Guys, this is the moment. WWAglobal.com. Why are we disappearing? Why are we the only place you'll catch Sri and I this month is at Monday Magic. So I hope you're a part of that. And at WWAglobal.com, please be there. Help us spread the word. Get it out in your social media. Help us bring people there. 100% of your tickets are donations. There are so many beautiful beings. Clinica Linda, there's going to be beautiful people here. We're going to be bringing you footage from the local people here receiving treatments in Clinica Linda. This is a moment that is saying, we're going to model the new earth. We're going to bring it into form. Yep. And your participation matters. And I'm serious. Spread out a picnic on your living room floor and be here on the mountain with us. Spend a weekend gifting the world with you. Come together as one. We can do this. We really can.
You know, beloved ones, it's always a delight to connect with you. And we feel you. We know you as family, and we invite you to stay connected. And the next opportunity to really expand the family of light is the March 19, 2021 weekend.
Be there.
WWAglobal.com.
Be there.
Don't miss it.
Yeah. Jess, take us home.
Yeah. Together we are better. And that's what we've been saying since the beginning. It is us together, coming together this way, that is creating the expansion that is going to bring us into the whole new realm and era. It's all happening now. And we are so excited to be here with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's amplify our awareness and say yes to the new earth. We are opening an active ascension portal. Join us for that moment. We love you so dearly. We'll catch you live the end of the month. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.